Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Jürgen, firstly, I wanted to touch on Lucho. Obviously an emotional day for him on Sunday. From your perspective as a manager, has it been quite a difficult scenario to work your way through, or is it just a case of taking the human side and leaving it to him as to how he wants to be?
Yeah, I don't know how I wanted to describe it. It's difficult in a different way. So it's not about, I always know that there are more important things than football. I never forget that. It's just during the games, from time to time, you forget that. But around that, it's always clear. The priority list is always clear. And so never had a situation like that. We have different situations in life, and family members who get ill or stuff like this. That's what you have over the years, of course. From time to time, you don't want to have that, but you have to deal with it. Or even if grandparents or parents die, you have that as well. But that's a situation which ends in a specific moment, and then we as human beings have to deal with it. But this is so different because it's an ongoing thing, and you never know, and you want to help and you can't help. So that makes it really special. That makes it really special. And you're always afraid for your dad in this case, or we for a dad of a friend of us. So that's the difference. And so the only way I understand it is that Lucho has to make the decision. Lucho has to say when he's ready. Lucho has to tell me, I want to train, I will do that. I don't think I ever did that before, for that long time at least. But it's new, unfortunately, and so that's why we dealt with it like we did.
Do you think his desire to play and be part of the team, for whatever reason he wants it to be, almost gets a few percent out of everyone around him?
I don't think about that. It's really, I understand that we talk about it, and then that's one thing we worry, and the other thing is, what else could it mean? It's not important. It's really not important. The boys, this group was very together before that happened, but in the moment, then it's just good that we are that together, that everybody is really caring. And Lucho knows that. That's not nothing else what I want to take out of it or whatever. I said for the first game, fight for him, but it was not that I wanted an extra fight. I just needed to find a way to get focus on the next game, because that was super difficult, the first game we played without him, because it didn't feel right that you play football at all in this moment, but we had to do it, so we did it, and the boys found a way. For footballers, for people in general in sport or whatever, the team you are in is the safe place, should be the safe place, and that's what Lucho then from a specific moment on could use again. We are here when he's here. We don't talk to him about it. It's not the news, whatever. If there are news, we get them, but we don't have to ask for it. We know how he feels, so we don't have to ask for that. So when he's here, it's normality.
You spoke after the Luton game, which is always difficult with the draw, isn't it? Whether you take it to the glass half full or glass empty as a point gained or two dropped. But you said there was nil point nil counter-pressing in that first half in particular, and you would try and work it out as to why. Have you managed to work it out yet?
Yeah, because we were there, but we were not there. It's like we counter press is an impulse in the first moment, and then the last moment, the last step is the most important. So if you are there, you have to block the ball. If you are, we had situations where we were with three players against one, but the one Luton player could get out. It just shows that the last percent of conviction on that night was not there. No, the reason, I don't know why it was not there. I can just say it was not there. And we will change that, definitely. That's very important for the way we want to play. And besides that, I think when you look at watch it back, there's one team who should have won the game. That's us. We didn't use our chances. So then you cannot win a game. When we concede a goal, then you have to score at least one to get a point. And that's exactly what happened. But there's no bigger story behind it. It's just a game. We were not at our best, definitely not that night. It was a different game to most others we played. And now we have the chance to put it right again.
There were a few games, I guess, sort of like that last season. I think six of the away games against the bottom half you didn't score in. So at least you can take a little bit of a positive that you found a way this time to get a goal and get something out of the match.
In a world where everything gets analysed, I can imagine that is an interesting fact. Let's take the Nottingham away game last year, which we lost 1-0. In this game, we had sitters from half a yard, from a yard. So things happen sometimes in life, and there's no explanation for it. And it's not that we are there and we don't create or don't have that. If in the moment when you create a lot, but you don't finish it off, that has nothing to do with attitude or whatever. It's just, it happened. Hey, we got it. It's an inch on the foot or the head or whatever, and that's it. That's all the difference between scoring and not scoring. So that if that's the case, and it was the first goal we scored against a newly promoted team, yeah, then it's a start, whatever, for whatever. I don't know when we play the others, but we will play them, obviously, and we will try again. First and foremost, to play better. If we play better, then it's a good chance that we will score.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I guess one of the negatives from Sunday is that Alexis will miss the Brentford game. A lot's obviously been made of him. A lot's been spoken about Dom. The two options you might have would obviously Ryan carries on, and Wataru Endo, how has he adapted to what you're asking from your midfielders so far?
Very, very good, very good. And yes, of course, Wataru is for us. It was all the time for us very important. That's, again, another part of football. You line up an 11, they play well, and then you think the others don't do well. That's not true. That's not true. So thank God Wataru makes steps every day, and that's important. And we had stories like this in the past. You know, this year it looked slightly a little bit different, that players maybe fit in a bit quicker, but we had stories. I don't know, Andy Robertson didn't play for half a year. Nobody can remember it anymore, but it was like that. Other players as well had their struggles in the beginning, so that's all fine. Absolutely no problem. It didn't even struggle. It's just we play pretty good and successful. And he is super important for us. He played a lot of games. And then if he plays all the games, they say, but hey, he's not starting in the Premier League. This has nothing to do with the Premier League already. It's a little bit rhythm. But he will definitely start games in the Premier League, 100%. And now it's just important that we get through this period until the international break, and then after, especially, that we get through this with as little injuries as possible, because the games are coming thick and fast. It's crazy how many we have to play, and we need them all, and you will see them all. And we are together for a while. We are much better used to each other than we were. Things going in the right direction. We are not there yet. We are not as stable as I wish. But that's normal as well. Besides that, all fine.
other midfield options. We saw you bring on Trent in that midfield position against Bournemouth in the Cup last week. Did it, obviously tried it in pre-season as well. Do you see that as an option?
Possibility. Depends on the situation, the opponent, on a lot of things. But yes, we know that he can play there. And for us, just if we just put him there, then we lose one of the best right backs in the world. So that we should not forget that completely, at least. So that, yeah, of course, he's an option for that position.
Brentford's next. I don't think I've ever seen an easy game that you've had against Brentford since they were promoted. I'll come on to the challenges that they pose in a moment, but particularly the away game that you played against them last season, was that one of the matches where you thought something needs to change, or this is coming to the end of a great team?
Thankfully, my sometimes I remember bad things. In a specific case, not really. I'm pretty sure it was not good. And did they score from a set piece?
super
challenging to play Thomas Frank and Brentford. It's for different reasons. For sure, they do really well. So I'm not sure they're 100% happy with the season, but losing Ivan Toney, that player he was for them, is really brutal. But they are stable in the table. That's probably what Brentford wants, getting through this situation and then when he's coming back, using him again or whatever. And it's a specific side. It's well organized. Had a few problems in the season, I would say, to get used to the game without Ivan. But when you look in the table, they are in the middle with a tendency going up. So that's how it is. But it's well organized, with sensational set pieces and all these kind of things. That's it. Really offensive players, really fast, counter-attacking, really good. They change styles from time to time, especially if they consider you as a top six team, then it's a bit more defensive. If not, then they have a bit more possession parts. It's always interesting. It's always interesting to play them and difficult as well. But it's Anfield and we should use that.
Do you see it as a particular help that you talked about the set pieces at Brentford, Luton, pretty similar, that you've had a sort of a bit of a test against a very physical team and you're going into another one in the next game?
Yeah, it only helps if you do the same things again, like if you have the same focus again, because that's super important. If in a game like this, it was clear. We defended the set piece of Luton exceptionally well. Cannot remember a real chance from that, if I'm right. So they block Ali and all these kind of things, and so it's really tricky. And that's the same. Brentford analyze didn't help me yet, so give me a moment. I don't know exactly which kind of new ideas they have since last year, but they always have ideas. So it's always different, and it takes ages until they take the set piece, actually, because so many things are different. They're the first post, they're a far post, first post, whatever. Have a huddle, no huddle, pass the ball back, short set piece, whatever. But they will have ideas. And in a game, you have to make sure that first and foremost the concentration level is there. And everybody feels responsible in these moments, because sometimes offensive players, for them it's kind of a break. Okay, it's not my first job. And then the ball is coming around and you are not there for the ball to the edge and stuff like this. So that was really good. And yes, it helps. The more positive performances you have in that specific part of the game, the better it is. And the more conviction you get from it. And that's what we should do.
Just a final one about the job that Thomas Frank has done, really. Do you ever sort of see a little bit of yourself in certain other managers, that probably when you started out with Mike, you had to do things differently to get up and ultimately stay up, that clubs like Brentford deserve a lot of praise because they don't have the ability to invest maybe as heavily as other clubs?
It's a while ago that I see myself in this situation, because it's too long ago that I was at Mainz. But of course, I know, I understand it, like it was now with Robert at Luton. That reminded me a lot. Small stadium, everything. Nobody needs Luton in the Premier League. Nobody needed Mainz in the Premier League. So that was how it was. But we were there and we enjoyed it. And it was like great fun for all of us. And each game was a massive challenge. I'm not sure. Brentford is still in the bracket, to be honest. They are too smart. They're doing too well. Very smart transfer business. Yeah. And Thomas obviously is adapting with style and stuff like this. He plays against possession teams that way, plays against other teams. All of a sudden they are a possession team themselves. So it's really interesting. He's doing a brilliant job. He seems to be very happy there. a while ago we had a manager's meeting and he could get there with by bike, so obviously he likes life in the area as well. So he's a cool guy. I respect him a lot, but I'm not sure if I should compare these kind of things still. They are doing really well, really smart, and we want to win anyway.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.